We're back another edition of Lose Yourself here on the Derek Shapiro Show here on www.DerekShapiroShow.com. Episode number 27, July 15th, and we have a special show. And of course, in Central Radio, Essence, how you doing, Essence?
What's going on, people?
Yes, you're part of this great show today, of course. And it's our last show, by the way, too, but because I'm moving down to Atlanta. And in addition to that, sponsored by Dante the Voice Martin Inferno.
Y'all gonna know the name. What's up, people?
Inferno.
Y'all gonna know the name.
Inferno.
What is it?
Inferno. What's our clock?
It's Dante,
baby. Dante, baby.
Yo.
Dante.
If you're gonna do something like that, you gotta do it right. See, you gotta be like, y'all gonna. You know, I'm a cool dude. I'm a laid back type of dude.
So no, you're
like
not. You're lying.
So when I say y'all gonna know the name Inferno, y'all gonna know the name.
Inferno.
No,
y'all
he's not.
I know the name Inferno.
He's lying. He got all that energy on stage. Now
of course.
He's trying to be all cool.
When I say laid back, I mean like, you know what I mean? Like, I'm like, I got style with what I do, you know what I mean? Like, it's like, swagger. Y'all gonna know the name. See, I don't wanna say swagger because then it sounds like I'm biting on somebody else. I like to say pizzazz.
Well, then you should lay on the pavement over here, right? Laid back. Is that too much laid back on the bed?
Well, ain't no women in here right now, so no. I won't be on no laying on no bed. But nah, on a serious note, how y'all doing out there, people? This is the Derek Shapiro Show, and I'm co-hosting as well as sponsoring today. And the reason for this show is basically, I want to connect with y'all today. I want to see where are the fans, the people, because you're not just some kind of idol, item, or thing. Your fans, your people, you know what I mean? So I don't want to say fans, I want to say we are the people. So I want to know where are the people that be listening to this show. We want to know where you at, and we want to connect with you today.
So I already know that most of the fans right now come from Rhode Island,
okay,
New Hampshire,
shout them out,
and New York.
Okay.
The other percentage comes from Connecticut, Maine. Maine is actually more than Connecticut, so I'm gonna give a shout out to Maine first.
Alright.
Okay, Connecticut. And since we went to Philly, your home state.
Nah, that ain't my home state.
No, I'm sorry. You said that thing.
Nah. Let's get it right.
Okay, let's
I
get
was
it right.
Born in Brooklyn, New York.
Okay.
Brooklyn in the house, without a doubt. Nah, I was born there, then my mother moved me here saying it was a better living, which I understood, but sometimes even though when you're under your mother's wing, there's some things as a man that you have to do yourself. That's when I moved to Jersey and Philly on my own. Like, I didn't have no family with me. That was on some growth. And it really grew me up. It made me become the man that I am right now. As I was telling you earlier, that people don't change, we evolve.
Really?
And so that's where I feel that I have evolved as a man going to Jersey and Philly. Mm-hmm. So I lived there for a few years and they showed me great love. Like, a lot of y'all knew me as the name Mischief. That was my old Christian name.
Really?
I still do Christian things. I'm a Christian that do music. But now I'm a man. Now I took on something that was original as Dante. That's why it's Dante Martin, but alias as Inferno and The Voice. And I'm gonna explain all this, like why I name myself these things.
So what do you think, what state have you evolved with the most, do you think?
Well, I could break it down like this. New York birthed me. Providence raised me. Philly evolved me.
So what do you think is next after Philly, after Providence, rather?
Well,
wherever the fans are.
Well, as doing music, then you could say I'll go different states because you just wanna, as an artist, you should be promoting yourself into different states and meeting people. That's one of the reasons why I got into music, because I like people. I wanted to meet different people, see different environments, and learn and broaden myself, because if you just confined to your backyard, then it's like you really limited yourself to the things that you could do. Like, I never been overseas. I would love to go overseas. I never been on the West Coast, so I would love to go over there as well. Mm-hmm. So, you know what I mean? Like I said, it's like, this is one of the things, like, I want the people, and I ain't going, we gonna take away the word fans. There ain't no more fans no more. We, the people, to connect with us as we connect to them. So that's what this show is gonna be about tonight.
Okay, so how do you think we can connect with the people as the people listening?
One is being able to relate to them.
Okay.
Like, relate to where they are. Like, if some people are rich and you're not rich, then you can't experience what they have experienced.
Exactly.
So that's why one of the things, like, I bring Jay-Z up. Like, a lot of people feel like his first album was his best album. I don't think people understand what Jay-Z did as a man. He evolved. So when he was speaking in that first album, he had his little money, but he didn't have as much money as he had right now as he doing American Gangster. He could do basically whatever he want because he got so many different experiences in his life. And that's what time would do for an individual.
Now here's another question that maybe we all should face. Now, as we evolve, like you say, is it harder to relate with the people that love and respect your music and respect the craft? Like, for instance, people who listen to the Daryl Shapiro Show right now, people who listen to Essence's beats on each song. As you evolve, is it harder to connect with the people, or is it easier, or is it the same, do you think?
Well, that's a broad question, because to each individual is how they respond and relate to the people. Because, mm-hmm. like, with him with the beats, he making beats according to how he making beats. Like, he may make work with one artist and they want a particular beat, so he make that beat. It may have his sound, but that beat is for that person. Mm-hmm. Whereas with me, when I listen to a song or a beat, the first thing I think of is what would I want to hear on this beat if I was watching somebody else do it. And secondly, I want to be able to say things in the song that I know the whole masses could relate to. It doesn't matter if you rich, poor, black, or white. We all can relate to it. And if you listen to this album, as y'all going to hear today, you can see in each song, I'm relating to everything that a person goes through in their everyday life.
So after this album is done, when you work on your next album, will it be harder to involve with that?
No, because actually that's what my next album is called, My Side of the Story.
Really?
And basically I'm telling the side of a story from the aspect of human beings and not myself, because the big word of today is perception. Everyone have their own perception of certain. So I can't get a person to believe or see something that the way I see it. So what I try to do is basically see it from their eyes, because there's three ways of looking at it. Let's be real. Mm-hmm. And we're gonna get into some music right now, because we don't wanna talk your ears off.
Exactly.
But one way of looking at life is through the eyes of the Creator. Now, I'm not going to say it was a man or a woman, Jesus or Allah, to each his own. That was one way of looking at this system, how whoever designed it, whatever people believe, if they don't believe in nothing, that's one way of looking at it.
Right.
Through your eyes and through other people's eyes. Those are the only three ways you can look at life. Perception, mm-hmm. perspective.
Mm-hmm. Now, this album, of course, is called again
Better Heard Than Seen.
Better Heard Than Seen, and it's already out now, right? Of course.
Yes.
Okay. And it's been out since how long?
October 22nd was the release date.
Okay.
Right, Essence.
Yes, sir.
Okay. So, what song would you want the people to hear now?
Well, since these people already made this song number one, I think we should start off with Who I Am, and now I'm Him.
Okay, and tell me about why you think a lot of people love this song and why it connects to people.
Because if you really listen to it from a woman's perspective, you can understand that, like, listen to the first line, like, your last boyfriend made you feel like a victim. How many women could feel that and feel like their man did that to them?
All right.
So it's like the fact of the matter is when I said in the hook, like, feeling old, want someone to make you feel young. It's not the fact that they old. It's the fact that they feel worn out.
Right, right.
So it's like feeling old, want someone to make you feel young. Born nice alone, just want to have fun. I'm him. I'm him. I'm him. Need someone to take you out time to time. Candlelight dinners, drink a little wine. You know what I mean? See, it's like you giving her an environment where she could replenish herself.
All right, and before we play the song, by the way, I gotta tell you, I'm him. I love this. Actually, before we play the song, quick, right? Okay, I was interviewing somebody a few episodes ago, Lenny Schwartz, and this playwright, and we were actually saying, I'm him, before we played it. It's that universal of the song. Everybody loves this song. I just love it. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
All right, so here's I'm Him now. Here on Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show.
And the voice, Dante Martin.
Yeah, time to get my grown man on, for sure. Yeah, no Timbs and sneakers, let's bring out the shoes, huh? Yeah, it's for you ladies. Feeling old, want someone wanna make you feel young, bored, nice alone, just wanna have fun. Yeah, I'm him, I'm him, I'm him, I'm him. Need someone to take you out, time to time. Candlelight dinners, drink a little wine. Yeah, I'm him, I'm him, I'm him, I'm him. Your last boyfriend made you feel like a victim. Don't go thinking every man like him, cause we ain't all the same. Have different names and all don't play the same game. This separate men from boys, boys still play. Men handle their B.I. every day. Know you heard that before, what's the difference? The difference is Dante speaking. I'm speaking. Can't promise to be perfect, will try my best. Gave them a chance, put me to the test. Let me fail on my own before you judge. Just because I'm a man, don't hold a grudge. Take time to get to know me, let's be friends. Still hurting, you be talking relationship. So here's where I close my mouth. Before I do, can I take you out? Feeling old, want someone to make you feel young. Bored, nice alone, just wanna have fun. Yeah, I'm him, I'm him, I'm him, I'm him. Need someone to take you out, time to time. Candlelight dinners, drink a little wine. Yeah, I'm him, I'm him, I'm him, I'm him.
I can't lie. At first it was your body. Even though I had the whip, I took the trolley to follow Miss Thing. Do the thing, let me sing that I'm not that guy that you think. Blink. Miss Queen here searching for kings, and real women ain't afraid of my ring. Hood rats crave for bling, so they fall to the trap. Empress, you miss and never slept. Never lift hands to royalty, aka loyalty. I promise you more of me, one day all of me. I ain't your last man, I'd be more of a fan. My last girl was a coward, so she ran. Gentleman fashion, I love my mama. This I never did what my mama said not to. If it was meant to be, you'd be my partner. I'm not out to get ya, I get ya, I got ya.
Of the Derek Shapiro Show here on www.derekshapiroshow.com, episode number 27, Essential Radio, and of course sponsored by Dante the Voice Martin. Of course.
Yo, can I say something?
Yes.
Do you think you gotta always say this is the Derek Shapiro Show? I think people already know that.
That's funny you say that. That's funny you say that. Because I got a email from one of the bands I interviewed before saying that I say it too much in the show. But I was on the George Castro Show recently on WSNE Radio, okay? And he says the George Castro Show
subliminally.
So subliminally, like for instance, you gotta say a Dante Martin subliminally to get the people to get the point. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
subliminal works. Subliminal works.
I get what you're saying, but you know what? See, it could go. That's a catch 22 because it could go both ways. One, it could be annoying.
Yes.
Or two, it could be.
Branding
itself. Yeah, could be
a brand, but brand. See, like the thing about it is, it's like, you know what I mean? Sometimes, as a person, right? Let's just say this, right?
Yes.
Why do you go to different restaurants?
To try out different foods.
Exactly. So that means you should try different things on the show. Even though people come to the show, there should be something different. They shouldn't be like, oh, you know what? I'm tired of hearing the same thing. And then now you sound like a broken record. So you might just put them things in your show.
Now, for instance, okay. Now, how many times do you say I'm him in the song?
I'm him, but like. See,
hold on.
Okay. But see, like I said, when you can't ask me a question, you sure already know. If your question is broad, I'm gonna make it small for
okay,
you.
Okay.
See, in the form of me saying I'm him, and the reason why I said I'm him in the song is because it was a rhythm pattern. See, I'm him. I'm him.
But it works.
I'm him. Not because, see, if you would have just said I'm him,
yes.
It wouldn't sound right with the beat.
I wouldn't.
See?
But it's a good way for subliminal, and now people are saying I'm him. Like, I could be walking down the street, okay? Going to, I don't know, my next appointment, okay? And I'll be saying I'm him. I'm him. Because it's subliminal. Subliminal.
Well, here, let me put something in your ear, see?
Okay.
Don't let me get Einstein on you. Now I just changed my name to Dante. Dante. Einstein.
Yeah,
listen.
Okay, listen.
Listen. Peep game. and I'm gonna bring it to my level.
Okay.
We working on an album.
Yes.
Better Heard Than Seen.
Yes.
They heard that album.
Yes.
Now they want to hear something next. Now if I come back with Better Heard Than Seen, how did I evolve?
Interesting.
See, I ain't even have to go into that. See, you know what they say in the Bible? You know a fool by the multitudes of their words. So if you gotta say so much to get a point across, you're a fool.
Now that's
are you calling dirty fool?
I didn't say.
I thought that was Buddy Roller's job.
What are you really saying?
I'm not calling you a fool, but I'm just saying in general, like they'll put it. Like you notice when you ask me a question, I need to get to the point.
That's
yes, so it's simple.
Small, yes.
Yes.
I like that. Dante could be changing my show for the better, but we gotta see what your response out there. People who's listening right now. We want your response.
Right, we do.
Point blank, do I say it too much? How, and again, where are you coming from, mainly, you know, you guys, you too, you know what I'm saying? You know, from other states out there. Where should we, where do you want to go next? Where do you want Dante to perform next too? You know what I'm saying?
Word, I'll come out wherever y'all are. Y'all in Alaska, we could come out there. And here's another thing too, you know why you should evolve?
Yeah.
Because you're moving.
That's true.
See, this show is about, this. Do you know what, we gonna call this the evolution.
The evolution, I like that.
You know
evolution.
Why? Because this show is representing the evolution of all of us as a whole. Like, Essence is evolving as a producer, working with different people. You and Rolla are moving to Atlanta, so that's gonna be a different environment, a different scenery. So y'all evolving as people, and as an artist and myself, I'm evolving because, like, I do music now, but I'm about to get into more teaching. And I don't want to say preaching, because when you preach to somebody, you don't give them a chance to learn. When you teach someone, now you give them that opportunity to learn.
I like that, because you have to, because of course, I always refer to my mentor back in radio, Mike Butts, okay? And Mike Butts has evolved. Okay, this bass is going. That's a truck you hear. I don't know if you can hear that. But yeah, Mike Butts, my mentor on radio, has taught me to become the next Howard Stern, and just like you can evolve to become the next, like, Jay-Z, right?
No, I don't want to be the next Jay-Z, because that man established himself as who he is. He probably wanted to be like someone. Like, I remember in one of his songs, he said, I wanted to be Puff. But when I got the, well, he didn't actually say he wanted to be Puff. He said, I wanted to get to Puff's money. But when I got to Puff money, I realized Puff money wasn't good enough. So that's the thing. That's why, like, I don't really, if there's going to be anybody that I'm going to look up to, it's going to be Bill Gates, because ain't he the richest man in the world?
Mm-hmm. Yes,
because it's like, that's the highest pinnacle that you could ever get to in life if he is at it. So that's where I'm looking.
Now that's funny, because of course Rolla says she wants to get to Oprah status. And of course you work with Rolla.
Right.
Tell me, before we get Rolla in the room, how was it to work with Rolla on My Rage?
On My Rage, I remember when she first called me and she was just like, I want you to on this song. And I said, alright, let me hear the beat. And when I heard the beat over the phone, and I already had my line.
Really?
I already knew what I wanted to say. Cause it was just a fact of that beat, just it just gave me a feeling, and I was just like, yo, I'm gonna say this. This is what I'm gonna say on it. And I had that line, I saved it. So then when she actually sent me the beat, it just flowed. And when you hear the song, you know.
And we're gonna get Rolla in the room. Rolla, come here, Rolla. Yes, Rolla. Rolla's reading a book right now. Of course.
Interesting.
And tell me, Rolla, of course.
She's trying to read it in one day.
Of course. Well, I'm moving down to Atlanta with, okay? And of course, by the when the show's here, July 15th, we already should be in Atlanta.
Yeah.
And unless the U-Haul broke down. But,
yeah, wow. We know about U-Haul.
That's why I bring my Sally. But anyway, Rolla, so tell me, how was it to work with Dante? Did he make you laugh in the studio? Did he make you cry? Did it make you fart?
Whoa! This dude is explicit.
It was fun. It was It was fun working with D Dante, getting to know his personality and stuff like that, and you know, definitely working with somebody new from everybody else that I've worked with in the past, and you know, and knowing that I'm putting a good and great song together, so. That's
right.
What it was, you know, it was fun.
So describe the mood about the song. Because it comes down hard on people. You know, both of you come down hard on the song. Like, want to get out of this Providence, you know.
You think? Like, I mean, to me personally, you take a song how you want to take it, but I don't know. I'm speaking about my rage, anger, I guess, from my point of view and how people perceive what I'm trying to do. You know what I mean?
Once again, keyword perception for the day.
Perception. Right. Yeah. Well, at my point, like when like see, to hear the word my rage is basically it's like no one should ever be able to get you out of your own comfort zone because you are who you are. And if someone can get you out of their, out of your own zone, then now you're becoming like them,
right,
and not yourself. So, like, and me saying my part, I was just saying, like, you know what I mean? Like, I'm trying to get beyond y'all. Like, that's when I say I stand tall like skyscrapers over haters. Many men look up to me like elevators. They caught the vapors cause the biz are marquee. A player in the game and y'all know he's marquee. Knock out the lane and no, I'm not sorry. There's the only time these lanes understand me. Understand Roller ain't the one to play with. Could go off anytime.
Like balls when they lit.
It's balls. You said balls.
So this is on my rage. Is it your next album?
It's on Roller's album and yep, we gonna find a
my story.
Yeah.
And that's me out this summer, 2008.
That's the name of your album, my story. Yes. And mine's called My Side of the Story. See, wow. We should double this.
Look at that.
That's right.
All right, so here, here on Evolution Radio.
All right.
Evolution Radio Show.
We are Rhode Island.
Yes. Here is My Rage, Dante, and Arola. Right.
Play that E.
Get him. Stand tall like skyscrapers over haters. Many men look up to me like elevators. They caught the vapors cause the biz are marquee. A player in the game and y'all know he's marquee. Knock you out the lane and no, I'm not sorry. That's the only time these lames overstand me. Understand D ain't the one to play with. Could go off any time like bombs when they lit. Like Boston, George, and I'm 30 minutes away from Boston door. Y'all seconds away from meeting the Lord. And your mom's crying, why they take my boy? Cause your boy was dumb, didn't know about son. What you don't know can kill ya. Get familiar with mics up present, be very afraid. Don't know my age, but you could know my rage.
In my mind, I'm raging and I'm flaming. Know it shows on my face, I won't hide it. I want to be out of this providence. People be bitching and saying things that you shouldn't be doing. Money that you ain't even making. You look uptight, but don't even sweat it. It's an R&B struggle thing. I'm gonna explode, I need to get away from it. But I know you can't get far from it. Talking at you like a 4-year-old little kid. Even my songs will hurt people's feelings. If it does, I wrote it cause I meant it. I'm proud to say, mean it and does it. It's just blunt, but no, I don't smoke it. And in my mind, there's nothing wrong.
I don't care, I won't lose. Done paid all my dues. I will come after you and show I can do.
My name's Ro, my name's Ro. Nice to meet you, nice to meet you.
Evolution Radio Show, Essential Radio, of course.
We are Rhode Island.
Yes, we are Rhode Island, but not necessarily. We're not just Rhode Island. We're New York. We're Connecticut.
No. We are Rhode Island right here.
Yeah, that's true.
But we're universal to them.
Yeah, universal.
If you notice, right. I never call myself a local artist. Because how could I be a local artist if I performed in different states?
Now that's the thing I gotta say to you, okay? Now, of course, you may not be a local artist in Philly, New York. But
Chicago.
I think you always have to say you're local to the state that you live in. Like, for instance,
if you say you're local, then you got these people looking at you local. See, you are what perception again. You are what you present yourself as. If I say I'm a woman and I get a wig and some chest and all that, then I'm a woman.
But for instance, I can explain this.
All back there, homie.
Okay, for instance, okay, Howard Stern. Okay, even though he's much bigger than me, of course, but he's local to New York. Okay, Jay-Z, he's local to New York, but he's national.
Are you crazy? He's local to New York.
Just to New York, yes.
Dude, yo, hold up, listen. These men don't never tell you where they at. And they can't be local into New York because they say they got houses in other places.
Okay.
So, see, the way you just described yourself and said, you make people think you're local. They play, oh, this man haven't went nowhere. See, like I said, it's a perception. Like, going back to what I said to y'all earlier, I'm going to explain my name. The reason why I call myself Dante Inferno is the original of me. Dante Inferno. I was like, Dante's my name, and I wanted to say what I do. I burn mics. So, anybody that came to a show, as Essence was saying, I got a lot of energy. I'm very hyper, and I burn mics and whatever lyrics, whatever. So that's what that name meant, Inferno. I went to The Voice. It was Dante Martin because it's original. That's my name. No one could ever take that from me. Dante Martin, that's me. You can never take that away. But the reason why I started calling myself The Voice, and that's only a name for a time. If you never seen me and you heard my album, because my album is all over, who knows where it's at?
Exactly.
So if somebody hear the album, they heard my voice, but they don't know my face. So the only way they know my face is if they go on MySpace and see pictures of me or they see me perform.
Now, here's a good question. Now, you know how they have local artists in stores, okay? How can we break this perception then that people have if there's a local artist in stores? How do you not get that perception of not being local? To be on a national show like this, because of course this is WWW, World Wide Web, okay, radio. Right. How do you break that perception as the community of course, Dante, Rolla, and even me not being just local? Because we're known in other states and other countries, okay? I have friends in Israel, MySpace. You have friends in other countries. What, on your MySpace.
But there's a difference between having friends. Like, for instance, like I said, I did on Christian music. I'm gonna try to give a brief description on how I expanded.
Right.
When I did a show at this church, there was these dudes that was already signed to a label.
Yeah.
The first show, there was one guy from the same label. His name was Urban D. I ain't gonna get into his full name, but
okay. He
was a part of this label. Now, the label was based out in Florida. He was from Philly, but he moved to Tampa, and he was on that label.
Mm-hmm.
We did a showcase, and we took first place, me and my group. So then, that was right there. He knew who I was from there. Then the next show, I did it with his label mates, which was a concert. We was a special guest. So I did it with his label mate, another group that was on the rise that everyone know, and us. Right. The special guests, they enjoyed this so much that they brought us back. Now, somebody seen us there from Northeastern College and invited us out there where we was working with a DJ that was on another label. So now, see how I'm networking and I'm connected with these people? I didn't have no music yet, but I had a phone number and I had an MP3 page.
Right.
That's when I go to show you how long that was. MP3 page, who remember those? But anyway, so from there, there was a video shoot. Now remember, I already did the concert with the group that did the video shoot. Right. So I went out there, and when I went out there, not only did I network with people from DC, Georgia, everywhere, and you name it, I visit these places. I went to New York, I went to DC, Georgia, Savannah, Atlanta. See, I'm linked up with these people. I wasn't even in the video because they knew me. They was like, yo, we gonna put them in the video. So that was the first time I was ever in a video. Right. And it was a slot where I was recognized because when people seen the video, they was like, yo, you in that video.
Yes.
So, see, the thing about it is you may live here, And they could look at you as being local, but you don't see yourself as being local. Exactly. If you expand yourself.
Yes,
so,
right.
So how do you get the music stores not to look at you as local?
See, back in those days and now with music, and I don't mean to cut you off, excuse me.
No.
But the music stores back in the day and now is different. See, I remember back in the day, they used to sell singles. I think that's what people need to start evolving back into, right. Selling singles. The reason why, because people don't buy an album because you don't want to buy an album that have 14 songs you paying $20 for it and you only like one song.
That's right. Yeah. Exactly.
That's the reason why they stopped selling singles, because they was like, well, since singles is taking off, now people will buy the album for that one song, so we don't even have to make a full good album.
Right.
But back, and that was because people just like a particular song. But now, that's what I'm trying to do. I'm trying to bring it back to the single age, because I'm like, okay, if you only like one song, then let me bring up song by song.
That's not a ringtone.
But actually, what maybe you should do the concept maybe of what Rola has, not just do an album with just one good song, make an album that people want to buy with every song. Like for instance, Michael Jackson.
I'm going to make an album with all good songs, but I'm saying you gotta remember something. See, you're not in charge of the imagery that goes on in the industry. Mm-hmm. It's the people that, see, like he was just saying.
If you're signed to a major label, they control them. Your imaging and marketing.
Mm-hmm. And so if they say we want a song that we can sell ringtone off, like he just said, we living in a ringtone age. Like, people ain't trying to listen to albums and say, oh, I'm gonna take this song off the album and put it on ringtone. They hearing song that, like, I was with a girl one time, and it made no sense to me. Back in the day, I'm gonna explain how I used to record music and why I recorded. Remember when we used to listen to 90.3, 106.2, and something else? Like, you was listening all day long to get your favorite song because they didn't play it as much.
Right.
So you would wait days to record your favorite song so you could play it over and over.
Exactly.
Nowadays, you don't have to do that because they're playing it over and over so much that you know you're going to hear it.
Right. Exactly. You call in too.
So this girl, I'm in her car, and she got a CD, like 6 CDs full of songs that we hear on the radio. And I'm like, why you record them when you could just turn on the radio?
Exactly.
See, and that's the difference in the AC. One of the things I'm realizing, that music is evolving and becoming different than how it was we was accustomed to. Now, I can't get them to believe what I want them to believe. I have to work with what's going on, but I'm still gonna be me in it.
I think the best way to evolve with it, I think that music stores are going to be going away in the next 5 to 10 years. And I'm going to tell you why, too, after we play a song. What do you think the next song we should play?
The next song, let's see. Well, they heard Street Tales. I'm going to get past the songs that y'all heard of.
Street Tales, yes. Street Tales now is on the charts, and we're recording this in May, okay? We're recording this in May, of course. It's out by July 15th. It's already in the charts. I don't know what place it is. It's going up the charts.
All right.
It's off the Derek Shapiro Show soundtrack, by the way.
Hi.
Okay? And I was going to get that because I had to release a song. It's a great song, Street Tales. It's produced by a great producer, okay? Who produces this radio show right now, Essence. And I got to give props to my rage, too, before the producer of that is my brother-in-law, Jay Rhythm, Roland's brother. But Essence, what's your MySpace, by the way?
MySpace/EssenceH2O Music.
Okay, and what's your MySpace, by the way?
My MySpace is myspace.com/welcome2RIP. Welcome to RIP is one word, like.
And yours?
MySpace.com/Woolazone.
All right. And here is Street. Oh, first of all, tell me about Street Tales. Yes, yes.
All right, Peep Game. Me and Essence, right? We was at the Black Rep. Like, we were just chopping it up or whatever. And so he said, yo, true story too. He said, yo, I want to work with you. I like what you do or whatever. I said, all right. Came over his house. He let me hear that beat. How long it took Essence before we had that song done?
Like less than a week.
That's knocked it out, and what you actually hearing, that's exactly how we did it.
All right. Well, here is Street Tales here on Evolution Radio Show.